This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Matt Bloom. Attorney General Phil Weiser is asking the Federal Department of Transportation to investigate Denver-based Frontier Airlines and its proposed merger with Spirit. He says Frontier has had poor customer service practices during the pandemic, including a failure to quickly issue legally required refunds. Colorado's COVID-19 picture keeps improving, with key metrics continuing to drop slowly. CPR health reporter John Daly.
The state health department reported 265 patients in the hospital Monday with confirmed coronavirus cases. That's a drop of more than 1,400 since the peak of the Omicron wave, and it's the lowest number since mid-July. Meanwhile, the statewide positivity rate was at nearly 30% mid-Omicron wave. Now it's down to almost 3%, also the lowest level since last summer. That rate does not include most home tests, but the numbers are a major improvement for Colorado's COVID outlook.
CPR's John Daly. Water users in the San Luis Valley are working to protect their diminishing resources. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
A recent symposium focusing on the Rio Grande River Basin featured conversations on the connection between surface and groundwater. Heather Dutton manages the San Luis Valley Water Conservancy District. She says water is critical to the economy and culture of the region.
When a farmer sells a dollar of potatoes, there's 47 cents that goes back to the community, and that supports restaurants, stores, equipment dealers, fertilizer, chemicals, truckers, hospitals.
Dutton says water-based recreation generates $500 million annually in the Rio Grande Basin. As for the aquifer, some farmers are cutting back groundwater pumping by 30%. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
This is CPR and KRCC.